The peace of God will be with you. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, as a pastor in the northwestern part of Lower Saxony in East Frisia, I was sometimes frustrated by people who were virtuosos in the art of making half-hearted promises. I would meet them on the street in the village and say, "Hey, I see you at the parish event this night." And he or she would say, "Absolutely, I will come unless something comes up." So that's not about them possibly getting sick, having an accident, or receive a call from the Nobel Prize Committee. No, it's all about that. Maybe there might be a more interesting invitation, or maybe a more interesting event. So this parable we just have heard from Jane reconciles me with those people, because we can learn this problem has ever existed. So someone is hosting a dinner. The first invitation has been sent out, then the second follows immediately right before the dinner. And the guests, they have more interesting plans. So it seems for the first one, he wants to buy a piece of farmland. And it seems he has to make a very quick decision before the land goes to another owner. But, you know, I was a pastor in a farm village, and I know no farmer would do that. No, this is very uncharacteristic in a farmer. He already bought the piece of farmland. So, and he examined the farmland. What he wants to do now is to examine the farmland again and wants to see if this acquisition, the new acquisition, was good for him. So, and the second one, what's about him? Is it about now, today, it's for me the unique chance to buy oxen? No, farmer would do this. He already bought the oxen. So what he wants to do now, as a farmer, he wants to examine them. He wants to try them out. He wants to see his new, whether it was worth his purchase. So, and what about the third? So he says, "I just married." But indeed, he already married. So we would understand if he have this marriage would be the reason for cancel his invitation. But he already married. In our text, there is a gap, and no indication whether what he intends to do this evening. A gap. And guess what? The listeners back then thought what we exactly think, what he wants to do, what he intends this evening. He wants to enjoy his wife. So three men. They are not puritanical workaholics. They are not people for whom their business leaves them no time for anything. No, This is not about the alternative between everyday's various and a party. This is not about the choice of duty or a pleasure. This is the alternative between two kinds of joy. So, the one joy is caused by the initiative of a person, and the other joy is a shared joy. So there's only one owner of this piece of farmland. There's only master of the oxen. And the woman has only one husband. But our host extends the invitation to many people. So he invites the people to share their joy. So the one type of joy is the joy which caused by the initiative and effort of one person. So, yes, the owner of the farmland bought the farmland. The oxen has to be bargained over, and the woman has been courted. So the other type of joy is more a gift. The host of this invitation prepared the joy, and he called all persons to share the joy this evening at the banquet. So the obvious question is, which one is the bigger joy? So on the one hand, we have the personal joy, and on the other hand, we have the shared joy with many other people. If I buy a farmland, nobody else can buy it. If I marry a woman, maybe I shatter someone's hope of a other man. But here, this story tells us about a shared joy at a banquet. If God is calling and I receive this call and rejoice in hearing his call and follow his invitation, nobody takes away anything from other people. In the opposite, if I join the party of God, the joy will increase in sharing the joy with others. So maybe you hear my story about the joy of God, the call for this great feast. But you think, for me, my life is not a feast. For me, my life is more a tragedy. Yeah, it is maybe an insult, this story, for all those who feel that their life is more a tragedy. In the story, the crippled, the lame, the blind, all those unfortunate people are invited to this great feast, and they come. They think the truth, the real truth is to share the joy with other people. In last November, I met Princess. Princess lives together with her two brothers and parents on the island of Nias in North Sumatra, Indonesia. Princess and her two brothers are blind. They are living in a very simple wooden hut at the edge of the jungle. Princess and her brothers were invited to come to attend our new training center for blind children and young adults. And they came. Some weeks ago, I got a video from the three of them. It shows Princess and her brothers are surrounded by many, many, many children. And they beam into the camera and they eat together. From the edge of the jungle into the city, from being alone to being together with other people. My experience as the director of HBM Hildesheim Mission to the Blind, I have the feeling that people, disabled people in particular, are very open for invitations. They know we are dependent on each other and they do not have problems to accept an invitation, like in our story. So in this story, in this parable, we all have to do one decision. We are called, and everyone, even the lame, the blind, the crippled, the unfortunate people, everyone has to do one decision. Do I accept the invitation of God? Do I accept the invitation of the great feast? Who we are in this parable? Are we the successful people? Do we have fun in celebrating our efforts and success? Yes, that's art. Yes, that's really us. And this is nothing to worry about it. In our society, we need some people who pursue their happiness and strive for success. We need people in our society to work for other people. But this is not the whole story. There is a bigger joy than the joy for yourself. And God is inviting us to this big joy. Are we the crippled, the lame, the blind people, the unfortunate people in the story? Of course we are. I think every one of us has an impairment some way in his life. And so we are called in this story to come to accept the invitation of the host. And the invitation goes right into our life, into the tragedy of our life. And we are called to share the joy with other people. Are we the servant? Yes, really, this is us. We are the servant in this story. The servant who pass on the invitation to other people. And some people reject this invitation. And some people surprisingly receive and accept this invitation. This is us. We try to pass on God's message, good news, the good news from God to other people, and we have the experience. Some people we want most, they reject our message and invitation. But there are some, surprisingly, who accept it. Yes, That's us. We are the successful people. We are the unfortunate people. And of course, we are the servant in this story. But the really obvious question now is, for what great feast we are invited for. So it's all about getting in touch with God. It's all about to listen to His promise, I call you by your own name, you are mine. It's all about that we are feel the spark of God's life into our life and feel that it's glowing also in other people, and to share the spark of life with others. So if you hear now the invitation of God, please don't hesitate. Please don't say, maybe there's something coming up. If you hear the invitation of God, please accept. Amen.